Welcome to Daily Rosary Meditations with Dr. Mike Scherslick, where you learn how to meditate and establish a daily habit of prayer while discovering the truths of the Catholic faith. Is there someone you know that could benefit from daily prayer? Share this meditation with them.
Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. This is day 7 of our novena in preparation for the Feast of Pentecost. Now, we've said that the Holy Spirit works through Mary. And if that's true, then it is the Holy Spirit speaking to the world through Marian apparitions. So what is the Holy Spirit saying to us through Our Lady? The most important thing that Our Lady is saying, the golden thread that weaves through all of the many Marian apparitions, is that man has forgotten God and turned away from Him. And so Our Lady comes to call us to return to God through prayer, conversion, and penance. We don't have enough time to go through all of the times and places that Our Lady has appeared, beginning in 1830 with the Miraculous Medal, and in Lourdes and Fatima. But even in the last 55 years, there's been an explosion, so to speak, of Mary appearing, where she appears in Zaytun, Egypt, to over 1 million people at one time in 1968, and Akita, Japan in 1973, Batania, Venezuela 1976, Quapua, Nicaragua 1980, San Nicolas, Argentina 1983, Kibeho, Rwanda 1981-83, where Our Lady begged the people of Rwanda, and through them the people of the whole world, for prayer, conversion, and peace. To Alphonsine, one of the visionaries of Kibeho, Mary commanded her to say to the people of earth three times, "You open the door, and they refuse to come in. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. You open the door, and they refuse to come in. Yes, Mother, I am telling them, you say that you saw the world in a bad state, and you came to save us, but we have refused to listen. Yes, Mother, I will continue to tell them. You want me to ask them three times, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Many people have never heard of the fully approved apparition of Our Lady of the Rosary in San Nicolas, Argentina, where Mary appeared from 1980 until now, with more than 1,800 messages. For example, on May 13, 1989, Our Lady said, "As previously in Fatima, today my visits are renewed on earth. They are more frequent and more prolonged because humanity is passing through very dramatic times. Has man not understood that he must be uniquely at the service of God? If he resists, his soul will be lost. Many hearts do not accept my invitation to prayer and conversion. That is why the work of the devil is growing and expanding. My dear children, it is only through prayer and conversion that you will return to God. May he not find your hearts dry." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
From June 24th, 1981 to the present, it is reported that Mary has been appearing to six visionaries connected to Medjugorje in Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's significant that these
Apparitions began on June 24th, which is the feast of the birth of John the Baptist. And what was the main role and message of John the Baptist? Be converted. That conversion prepares the way for the coming of the King, Jesus. And this is the main message of all of Our Lady's apparitions in the 19th, 20th, and 21st century. It's time for us to be converted. Now, these reported apparitions in Medjugorje are still under investigation because, well, they continue. And the Church has to wait for their conclusion before it makes a final decision. However, Archbishop Henrik Hoser, who not long ago passed away, stated that the commission established by Pope Benedict XVI to study the alleged apparitions of Mary at Medjugorje voted overwhelmingly to recognize as real and supernatural the first seven apparitions. And in 2019, the Vatican officially authorized pilgrimage to Medjugorje and designated the parish church of St. James there as a pontifical shrine under the oversight of the Vatican. And St. John Paul II, speaking to the Archbishop of Slovakia, said, Medjugorje is the continuation of Fatima. It is the completion of Fatima. However, we, as obedient sons and daughters of the Church, wait for the Church to render a final conclusion. However, the essence of the message of Medjugorje is the same as all of the approved apparitions. The main message is prayer and conversion. Our Lady says, be converted. It will be too late when the sign comes. Beforehand, several warnings will be given to the world. Have people hurry to be converted. I need your prayers and your penance. The only thing that I would want to tell you is, be converted. Make that known to all my children as quickly as possible. No pain, no suffering is too great to me to save you. You cannot imagine what is going to happen, nor what the Eternal Father will send to earth. That is why you must be converted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
I had the great privilege of doing my doctoral studies under Father René Laurentin, the great Mariologist who was sent around the world to investigate these apparitions that were happening through the 70s, 80s, and 90s, where he was in South America, he was in Khushrev, Ukraine. He was in Medjugorje. He was the first one to investigate Medjugorje, and he was very convinced of its supernatural nature, even though he waited for the official conclusion of the church. And Mariana, one of the visionaries of Medjugorje, she said that Our Lady asked us to take up 5 stones in order to bring down the evil in our lives and to lead us to God, like David took up the 5 stones to bring down Goliath. The first is prayer. Our Lady said, "Dear children, I beg you to be converted through prayer. Then you will know what you must do, and pray the rosary every day." So there is a very important connection between prayer and conversion. Second, the importance of the sacrament of reconciliation. As at Fatima, at Medjugorje, Our Lady asked us to go to confession at least once a month. She said, "The West has made civilization progress, but without God, as if they were their own creators. Monthly confessions will be a remedy for the church in the West. Whole sections of the church could be cured if the believers would go to confession once a month," Our Lady is reported to say. Third, she wants us to read and meditate on Scripture, the Word of God, each day. Fourth, fasting. She calls us to take up the ancient custom of the church of fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays. Why Wednesday? That was the day that Judas betrayed Jesus, where he cut the deal with the Pharisees to sell him, and Friday for the crucifixion and death. And finally, number 5, Our Lady reminds us that the Mass is the most perfect prayer, and so she says, "Let the Mass be your life. May the Mass, the most exalted and most powerful act of prayer, be the center of your spiritual life." So if this is from the devil, it's a very odd means that the devil is using, calling us to prayer, monthly confession, reading Scripture, fasting, and daily Mass. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed
Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now at Medjugorje, Our Lady is reported to have given the visionaries 10 secrets to be revealed to the world. Mirjana, Yakov, and Ivanka have received all 10. Maria, Vika, and Ivan have received 9 of the secrets. Our Lady still appears to them at 6:40 p.m. every day, wherever they are. The first 2 secrets are reported to be warnings that invite conversion before it's too late. The 3rd secret is a sign of hope, a supernatural, permanent, and indestructible sign on Apparition Hill where she first appeared. Each of the 10 secrets will be revealed to the world in this way. 10 days before the date of the event foretold in the secret, Mirjana is to tell the priest that's already been chosen what will happen and when. Mirjana and the priest are to pray and fast for 7 days. Then 3 days before the event, the priest will reveal the secret to the world, so that when it takes place, the world knows without doubt that it comes from God. The only thing Mirjana will say about the secrets is this: Our Lady is planning to change the world. She did not come to announce our destruction. She came to save us, and with her Son, she will triumph over evil. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, how did this meditation on the apparitions and messages, the main message of Our Lady, how does this strike you?
Off the top of my head, jealousy. Because you got to go to Medjugorje, and you took three of my siblings, and you said, I was so young, I would have been like 8 or 9, and you were like, well, we'll take you when you're the same age as your siblings were. And they were like 12, 13. No, I would have been so much younger then, because they're like 6 years older than me, 7 years older. But never happened.
Well, we were supposed to go in 2020, and then it got canceled.
That's not true. There were no plans on the book.
No. We had one. We were going to Poland and Medjugorje in October of 2020, and the pandemic canceled it.
Who didn't tell me?
That there was a pandemic?
Yeah, I didn't hear about that. That must have been annoying for some people. I was living under a rock.
But I took you to Lourdes and Fatima. And
I did get to go to all of those places, and my siblings didn't.
And you've been to the Holy Land twice. And you've been to Częstochowa to see the miraculous icon of our...
And that one is my favorite.
Yeah.
No, I'm very, very lucky. But I'm just saying, if you ever get to go back, I very much want to go.
Do you think... In general, young people know about these apparitions?
I don't even know if older people know. I mean, I've heard people bring it up and be like, why is this not like a pamphlet that you can grab in every single church you walk into? Why doesn't every single Catholic know about this? And it seems so present, but I feel like that's part of it.
What do you mean?
That if things are too clear and too obvious, then the belief and the trust... And the power of it isn't the same. It doesn't work in the same way.
But what if it remains hidden? Do you think Our Lady wants her messages hidden?
I don't think she wants them hidden. But I think there's a very, very specific method of how they are spread.
Oh, excellent. How do you think they should be spread?
I think it's very person to person, which innately means some people just won't trust you. But this is a very personal message. Otherwise, I think they would have just revealed the secrets now.
You have hit the nail right on the head that this is supposed to be handed on person to person, which means she's entrusting the messages to us. And we've got to hand them on through family and friendship.
Yeah.
So then the question is, are we being good children of our mother, and are we sharing with them what she's asking? Quite honestly, the reason that I devoted my whole adult life to teaching people the faith, teaching people how to pray, is because I found out that she had been appearing all over the world, and that she had a message.
That's pretty crazy. I think too often, especially young people, think of faith and the presence of these figures like Mary, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is very distant and very historical. But
And so therefore they think in some ways it's not real. It's mythical.
Not even mythical. It's just not applicable to them. I think a surprising amount of people will tell you that they believe in Jesus Christ. Like, I don't see a lot of people arguing against his existence, but they just think it's so distant from them that it doesn't matter. Because, I mean, we're living in Kansas 2,000 years later. It's not affecting us the same way that, I don't know, even big celebrities affect us right now. Because those are just very present, and they're always in the news, and they're, I don't know, talking about our world, our lives right now. But the only difference is that this isn't in the news.
The difficulty is that we can't see readily the results of doing good or doing evil.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't think there's a relevance.
Yeah.
But if we reflect on our lives, we can see that when I live according to the plan of God, the result is it's true happiness. It's peace. We construct a life that's really good. And honestly, when I look back on my life at the times of sin, it was destructive. I wasn't happy.
Mm-hmm.
I was empty. So we can see it if we will take the time to reflect. But if we're just running through life at the speed of life,
mm-hmm.
it seems as if there's no relevance of the gospel.
Yeah. It seems as well just like an impossible lifestyle. But people really like it when other people live in a very Catholic way. They prefer when people aren't lying to them and stealing from them and cheating on them and treating them the way that most people would like to treat people. But they still find it impossible to live that way, or that it doesn't matter if you're a good person. It doesn't really matter if you live to a Catholic moral standard, which is kind of ironic, but that's the golden rule, isn't it?
I think you're right. Is that the way people think? A lot of young people, or just a lot of people? It doesn't even really matter.
Mm-hmm.
That they're really...
It matters if people find out that you're a bad person, but it doesn't really matter if you are a good person, just that people think you are. Beyond that, I don't think they're really concerned with whether or not they're good or bad.
That there are no consequences to our actions, as long as no one finds out.
Mm-hmm.
That there are no consequences to our actions.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think we at some level don't think there are any consequences to our actions, as long as no one finds out that we've gossiped or that we've been unfaithful or that we said or thought bad things about them,
mm-hmm.
or that we don't get thrown in jail.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. But obviously the whole point of this meditation, the point of Medjugorje, is to say that not only does it matter, but it matters on a global spiritual level.
Yeah, because with every sin, we turn away from God. And when we make a habit of turning away from Him, then it becomes second nature.
Mm-hmm.
And if it becomes our nature to turn away from God, when we die and we see Him, we will turn away forever. And that's what Our Lady has come to warn us about.
Yeah, she's just asking, what are you becoming?
What are you becoming? And to turn back now before it's too late, before the end of our life. You've really caused me to think. Thank you.
I might have thought myself into a hole there.
No, I mean, this is the whole purpose of conversation. The whole purpose of friendship and conversation is this, that two people reflect on reality.
Mm.
I see a part of reality, but I don't see the whole thing. You see a part of reality, but you don't see the whole thing. And then together,
mm-hmm.
through conversation, we get a better grasp on reality. Mm-hmm. That's the whole purpose of meditation and good conversation. So thank you. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.